I don't know. What was that? I'm on fire by...
Kasabian.
Kasabian. I knew that.
Time check.
It's 9:10 all over Britain. It's the David Tennant Breakfast Show. And I'm joined here on Absolute Radio by Ian Wright. Welcome.
Hey, Doc.
Nice to see you.
Nice to meet you.
Now,
I do like him. My missus really likes you.
Oh, God bless your missus. No, well. Now, tell us about football. Okay?
I should just point out, I'm only going to speak now, then I'm going to keep quiet. Right, David doesn't know much about football.
Yeah.
Ian
yeah.
does a show. I'll let Ian tell you about his rock and roll football show.
Tell us about rock and roll football, Ian.
Well, rock and roll football, we do it at 5 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon. And yeah. we do, like, after the games are finished, we talk about the stuff. We get guests on. We talk about what's happened, incidents and all that sort of stuff. And football, tell you about, it's the greatest game in the world. It's a gift.
And this Saturday, there is some football?
Tonight, actually.
David. Tonight?
England. The great ones playing against Bulgaria.
Are they going to win that?
Yeah.
Without any doubt?
Well, yeah.
How embarrassing will it be if they don't?
It wouldn't be good.
No.
It wouldn't be a good thing, but does I don't think we'll lose.
Does it have repercussions?
Yeah,
or is it
always.
Friend? I
Even
think
if
call
we
it
win.
A friendly.
It's a friendly.
It is a friendly.
It's not a friendly.
It's not friendly.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Yeah.
It's an angry.
It's even if they win, it can still cause repercussions when you're dealing with England, David, because the expectations are so high.
Right. I'm being told to ask about Arsenal.
Yeah.
Tell me about Arsenal.
They're the greatest. They're, at the moment, so you don't really know anything.
I don't really know much. No.
So at the moment, number one team in the Premiership. They're doing right. great stuff.
Right.
They've just bought
Why is Richie laughing?
Because he's just spoiled it for me.
Yeah.
Really? Because obviously, Dave, you're not knowing at the moment Arsenal going through a pretty hard time.
Tough patch.
Yeah, we're going right. through molasses, where everybody else is just slipping through the water in their Havanas.
So what's gone wrong?
We haven't bought players at the right times over the years, and why'd you do that? What's wrong with you? We've just not bought players at the right time over the past 6-7 years for me.
And whose fault is that, Ian?
I'd say the board, but Arsene Wenger's getting a lot of the blame. I think between them, they have to both take.
Was this the 8-2 scoreline from last weekend?
I thought you said you didn't know about football.
Yeah, but that was quite a big headline. Even I picked up on that.
Yeah, that was the one. That was the one what made.
Hey, I tell you what, do you want to hear a bit of the action?
If you think that's going to help.
I feel like the Hulk is going to pop in on the
sound. This is the Hulk theme tune.
Have a listen to this, boys. Try
your eyes, mate. Scooped in for Welbeck.
I know it's hard to take, but her mind has been made up.
And Young's gone for goal! Wonderful! What a wonderful
I think that's two
goal.
So far, David.
Oh, that's a long link.
Yeah.
Rudy, Young, Rudy! Three!
Richie's starting to tear up.
I've never seen Richie so low. He's very down.
Was that Rooney scoring three goals there?
He did score three in the end.
Does that mean he's back on form? Because wasn't he wobbling for a bit there?
He was wobbling for a bit, but he was always going to be okay.
See, I know more than I'm letting on.
Yeah,
I'm picking bits up. Yeah.
He's at the right club to get it right again. That's the problem.
Right.
He's at a club that just got a winning mentality, David. They win.
Unlike Arsenal.
At the moment.
Who lose.
At the moment.
So tell me, if football clearly is in your blood, right? So when you get utterly gubbed like that.
Yeah. What's gubbed?
I'd say
battered.
Beaten.
Yeah.
Battered.
Does it physically hurt?
Yes.
Does it?
Well, yeah, because you know,
do you get emotional? Do you tear up?
No, I won't tear up, but like watching the game, the 8-2 game the other day, I can't lie, I felt for the fans that were up there, because they're up there just blindly just following and what they do, what fans do. And that's the one of the last beautiful things in football, the fans. They will never be swayed, but I felt sorry for them. I felt sorry for Arsenal in a way, because it's not worked. Is youth revelation. Man United have done it in a different way, but what Man United have done along the way is that they've changed with the teams that they've had. They change the backroom staff every now and then. He gets someone else, freshens things up, and he plays with what he's got. And Man United are always in and around it because they've got a different mentality about
and they've
winning.
Just made 130 million quid.
Exactly. People always talking about, oh yeah, but how much million in debt? It doesn't make no difference. If Man United came up for sale tomorrow, there'd be a line around the world of billionaires and zillionaires who'd want to buy the club.
Yeah.
It's a money-making machine of winners.
Yeah. It obviously it hurt. I can see
now
it
you
hurt.
Need to give him a chance to plug the show tomorrow again.
So tell us about Rock and Roll Football tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, Rock and Roll Football, we're doing Rock and Roll Football. It's international week, so there's no Premiership game. So we're going to be concentrating on the on obviously the England's game. What will be tonight? We'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about the rest of the games over the weekend. We'll have some guests on, and we'll just try and talk about football stuff. Really.
When does Scotland play next?
I think they're playing tomorrow. Or is it tonight? Yeah. Is it tomorrow?
Who are they playing then?
They're playing Serbia.
Will they get beaten?
Is it Serbia?
Czech Republic.
Czech Republic. Well, Czech Republic. Sorry, is that bad for me to say that?
Will they get beaten?
If, to be honest, with the England-Scotland rivalry,
thank
I
the guests
so.
And say goodbye.
With the England. I wish you could swim.